Welcome to Lost in the Labels, a podcast brought to you by Embolden Label, a space where you will learn to remove the labels that are holding you back. You may be feeling increasingly defined by words that are meant to categorize you. These words have become part of your identity, making you feel stuck with a limited definition of what you can be in this world. I'm your host, Bea Andrine, here to encourage and embolden you from dreamer to doer. Let's get started. Hey, my name is Bea, and you are not that happy. Here's the thing. I grew up in a house with a mom who would very regularly get really frustrated with everybody. And when you would go to check on her, when you would go to try to make sure she was okay, she would say, "I'm fine." And we lovingly refer to this in my family as Mary Ellen Fine, because what it means is I'm not really that fine. I'm really not okay. I'm really quite peed off, but I'm fine. I'm going to say I'm fine. I'm going to be fine, dang it. And so when we say Mary Ellen Fine, we say it with some grit in our enunciation. We kind of say, "I'm Mary Ellen Fine," right? And I think about how last year, my family and I were gathered around our TV waiting for this magic ball drop, which, by the way, is very, very hard to watch if you aren't a cable TV watcher. We are not TV people. Our TV almost never gets turned on in our house. And I am annoyed this morning at the amount of work that we went to try to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve. Nonetheless, we watched for 9 minutes the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve. And we had a lot of conversations in our house, a lot of intentional conversations about our year, about what next year is going to look like. And one of the most important questions that we ask our family is, what do you want people saying about you at the end of 2024? Now, some people would think, why are you telling your kids to care what others think of you? The reason that we ask that question is, if people are saying good things about you, then you must be doing something right. If you have people saying bad things about you, then you must be doing something wrong. Now, here's the catch to that. Some of us, you may be in this category, are surrounded by people who don't want you to succeed. I'm going to say that again. Some of us are surrounded by people who don't want you to succeed. That means that those people may be saying bad things about you or putting you down, and it's the friendships, it's the relationships that you need to put boundaries in place with, that you need to move forward from, so that you can be that person at the end of the year that people are saying good things about. Now, I was this person standing in a place of accepting all kinds of bad behavior around me, and then being a product of being constantly put down by those same people that I was at one point in my life tolerating behavior from. Now, I'm not a believer in breaking relationships and going no contact and stonewalling people. That's not my personality. I value relationships. So I have mastered a technique that allows me to change the way that I show up in relationships so that other people don't have a choice but to respect and regard who I am as a person. What has been the product of that is that now those same people that used to put me down are now praising the work that I've done. They are now praising what I've accomplished as a person. And it takes practice to maintain and keep relationships with people you love who may not currently respect you. So for all of those listening who admittedly are not that happy, who are admittedly not that excited about going into this next year, who are admittedly not fulfilled and excited about the life that you're currently living, you don't need to do anything in 2024. Instead, you need to ask yourself, who are you without a role? The one single question that you need to search for answers to. So all you have to do is find an answer to this question. You don't need to do anything to discover that. You need to decide in 2024, who are you without a role? Now, there's this really interesting thing that happens when people are asked this question. They think it's easy, and it's not. you will answer this question 100 times and you will still not have the right answer. One of the reasons for that is you will more than likely decide that you are just another role. So say you live your life as a mom and a wife and a business owner. You will likely choose a different role that isn't as easy to plant your identity flag in. What do I mean by that? You might say, well, I'm a child of God. Well, that's still a role. You might say that you are a great friend, still a role. You're going to answer this question in so many ways where it will still be you choosing just yet another hat that you're wearing in your life. And the reason for that is that's how you're programmed to think. Think about taking away every role that you play in your life. If nothing but a trait was left over, that's who you would be without a role. Now, we have to get really honest with ourselves when we answer a question like this, because one thing that you can do right now, that I trust that you can do right now, is that if you and I were sitting in a room and we chose someone that you don't respect and you don't like and you don't want to be happy for, you would know exactly who they are without a role. You would be able to tell me poignantly what they've done to hurt people, how they've hurt you, why they aren't a good person, why they don't deserve the success that they have, and you would know exactly who they are without a role. You might give them a negative and give yourself a positive. New Year's Eve and starting a New Year's day, a new year in general, is about being honest with yourself about what is really holding you back. Because at the end of the day, what is really holding you back is you. You just don't see it. You just can't find what that thing is that's holding you back. It's you with a label that's blocking yourself, but you are hiding it in the guise of the big, perfect, fluffy, happy life that we put on. And we all did this yesterday for New Year's Eve. So as you ask yourself this question, ask yourself, who am I without a role? Every time you land on a label that you think you are without a role, ask yourself if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Every single day of this year, you need to ask yourself this question and ask others this question as well. Who do other people think you are without a role? I'm meeting you here today with this question because you need to take the pressure off of your life of all the things you need to do and accomplish this year. Because without first answering this question, you may be chasing somebody else's dreams. And when you chase somebody else's dreams, you will end up unfulfilled every single time. Ask me how I know. Email me, ask me how I know. I know the answer to this question quite well because I chased other people's dreams thinking it would lead to my own happiness, and it doesn't, and it didn't, and it won't. So ask yourself this question. I'm going to say it again and again and again this year. Who are you without a role? I hope you have an awesome New Year's Day. I hope that you have a slice of happiness meeting me here, knowing that you have the keys to unlock every answer to your success, your future, who you want to be in this one question. Who are you without a role? If you hate being lost in the labels but love learning how to remove the labels that are holding you back, please leave us a raving 5-star review. This helps more people discover the podcast and begin dreaming and exploring about the possibilities in their own lives. Thank you for your continued support and for your promise to embolden others along the way.